The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
We had a brand new class for this year, and by the time we were done, they were raising their hands and asking, tell us more stories. Tell us more stories. And I, inside I leaped with joy, because the storytelling is the generations being moved forward. And here's the new generation now all of a sudden emotionally laying a hold up. In other words, they're feeling the stories I'm telling of the incredible things that the Lord has done in others' lives and in my life. And the last things that Jesus said before he ascended was, fellows, don't you dare go out there and go to work until you are endowed with power, filled with overflowing. Go into the city and wait. And then Jesus ascends. And I said, why did he do that? Because, folks, you're the generation coming up. Don't you go out there and do it until you get filled. And then we started telling stories of the importance of that. And by the end, they were raising hands to tell us another story.
Today on Sought Out Global Radio, we'll continue our month-long series on generations and discuss how we can better relate to one another despite our ages and show honor, value, and edification in the process. That's coming up next on Sought Out Global Radio. And we welcome you again to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote. Joining me today in the studio is Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks, and once again filling in for Krista Pitcairn is my wife, Teresa Grote. Welcome again to all three of you. It's really good to have you back.
It is good to be here, Mark.
And we continue what? This is now our fourth broadcast in a row about generations and the differences between the various generations, and really, that's so much woven into identity, corporate identity, personal identity.
Mark, go back and remind some of our listeners that Krista brought a message that we dedicated two of the broadcasts to, and it was a powerful message, wasn't it?
It was extremely anointed and really took the audience where she was speaking at the time. The broadcast that we did would have been 2 weeks ago and completed a week ago. Went through the various generations and started with the GI generation all the way up to Gen X, Gen Y. And today, what we're dealing with, the differences of the various generations.
And if you missed that broadcast, go to sawitoutglobal.com because it is stored there and you can listen to it. It's a powerful, everyone should hear it.
Well, let's dive in. I want to talk more about it. Teresa, I'm really glad you're here.
Thank you for letting me be a part of this.
All right, Mark, lead us, because we need to really get into this generation thing, since we're bursting with more insight here.
Well, before we do, I want to go back to the just a little bit. You had been praying with God, and you got something that God showed you specifically. And I really think that was both the foundation for last week as well as it is the one for this week. And it really talks about the importance of fathers and identity and heritage. Can you share just a little of it? You know, just a quick abbreviation.
Okay. Well, in prayer recently, there was a strong emphasis that the Lord just brought to my heart. And he brought a very strong word regarding the fact that he is shaping his church. He's bringing an increased emphasis to the fact that there needs to be unity across all generational lines, that any dividing lines between the generations would be erased, and that there would be a linking of arms over those dividing lines. So, and it's important for the future of the church, and also the honoring and the recognition of what God has done in other generations, so we can learn by them, learn what to avoid, what to embrace, hear their voice, their experiences, and be amazed at what God has done amongst the generations. And because the generations rising up, they're a generation to be reckoned with. They are, they're reckless, not in a negative sense, but I mean, they will take risks. They're fearless, and they will, yes, honey, they're fearless, and they'll take risks, and they're coming up, and they're wanting to see the real deal. Yeah, and they're not wanting to be shown as much as exposed to. you know, and they don't want to. They're an amazing generation that's coming up, and they are bold, and it's awesome.
Teresa called them, you last week, you called, you said they're risk takers.
Yes, and I think it's something that we really need. We need to link arms with risk takers and step out into the things God's calling us to step out into.
Well, I just feel the presence so much right now on this particular issue, and in particular, what I feel like God wants to do is he wants to speak to the issue of trust for both the eldest as well as the youngest generation, because both of them, I believe, have trust issues that I'm not appreciated if I'm older and I'm not valued and I don't understand younger generations. Younger generation feeling like I'm not valued, I'm not appreciated. We want to take some risks. Why aren't you guys going? And there's a little bit of trust. I just feel right now God wants to speak to that in Jesus' name, to both the young and the old. He yes. wants to repair issues around trust. And God is working right now. For those of you who are younger and elder in the faith, God wants to come in and build a bridge. He is building a bridge between these four generations, and it spans four generations, 100 years, that God wants to come. He wants to build this bridge and allow both young and old to pass by it. And there is a handshake. There's an agreement between the youngest and the oldest. There's an understanding, an appreciation, and a value that God wants to bring to the young and the old. God is going to raise up elder statesmen in the faith that the young people cannot get enough of. He is going to create a value proposition, as it were, in the elder generation. The young ones are going to look at them and they're going to want what they have. They're going to want it.
You know, Mark, that was happening this morning. I was myself and the senior pastor of our church were considered fathers, and in our church, in our School of Supernatural Ministry. And so we had a brand new class for this year, and I was with them for the first time this morning. And by the time we were done, they were raising their hands and asking, tell us more stories. Mm. Tell us more stories. And I inside I leaped with joy, because the storytelling is the generations being moved forward. And here's the new generation now all of a sudden emotionally laying a hold of. In other words, they're feeling the stories I'm telling of the incredible things that the Lord has done in others' lives and in my life. And the last things that Jesus said before he ascended was, fellows, don't you dare go out there and go to work until you are endowed with power, filled with overflowing. Go into the city and wait. And then Jesus ascends. And I said, why did he do that? Because, folks, you're the generation coming up. Don't you go out there and do it until you get filled. And then we started telling stories of the importance of that. And by the end, they were raising hands to tell us another story. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is so cool. But I want to emphasize the importance of what you were just talking about a moment ago, Mark, because the other part of the prayer that I didn't mention when I was praying just recently, and the emphasis of the Lord came about us being in unity, is because I believe the Lord is wanting the church to be prepared for the next move he's going to bring upon the United States of America, and that people will be given to his bride in a revival, but it's going to be the unification. In other words, the church being as one, youngest to the oldest, and the honoring of each generation. And it's in there that he's going to release a new revival to, I believe. And this is part of the emphasis of what came out of just my time with him recently, as he began to talk to me about the importance of the church being in unity. And by the way, I don't want us to go there, but you did make a comment last week about the fivefold and even how that's being shaped and put into place also. And we're watching that in our church, and where we're recognizing right now the lead of the Spirit in our midst is indeed recognizing how the five out of Ephesians 4:11 are put in place so that there can be a give and take and an honor across the lines of those five different emphases of strengths. there is a calling that's going out right now, I believe, of God's heart to his people. And it's to men that they would come out of the closet, they come out of hiding, or come out of their lazy chair.
How about the garage?
Come out of the garage or the man cave. And in this place where they would just simply stand up and say, I'm ready to father. In other words, I'm ready to impart and invest in other people's lives. And it doesn't have to be something that's, you know, the age of a person as much as it is the maturation point, yes, of a person in Christ. Yes. The fact is that there are a lot of people that are hungering for someone who's been on the block a whole lot more than they have to just step up and say something, or to recognize, you know, someone else's efforts. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? That's part of the questioning that happened today. Even, you know, how do you know the difference between da 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 da? And we just carry that conversation. Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? And one girl put her hands over her mouth and breathed in and said, "Oh my gosh, you mean he's doing that?" And I said, "Yes," you know. And I'm just reminded again, there need to be fathers, and God is putting a call out right now that men would show themselves, because there are guys right now hearing our conversation, yeah, and they have a dream in their heart, but the problem is that they're hitting a wall and feeling that, nah, not me. There's not enough adequacy in me to want, you know, to impart or to mentor somebody else. And I want to say to you, sir, drop kick that out of the house. Get rid of that thing. God says that he will come and give you what you need. In yourself, okay, yeah, we're in agreement. But the fact is that God is in this thing, and he will cause you to be everything that you need to be in him. So get up, get moving, answer the bell. There are people needing to hear your voice.
I want to build on that, because I just feel like I'm hearing like the name Trevor or Trey.
I'm going to stop you right there. You say you're getting a specific name.
Yes.
And I want to say that as Mark begins to give this, we know that we take a risk, because we know there are many people hearing us right now. Yes. And for you to step in and say there's a couple of names, I love that, because it's kicking out the walls a little bit, challenging us. But here's the other side of it, and then you go for it when I'm done. And that is that if you hear what Mark says and you're going inside, yeah, but that's for Trevor or for Trey. Listen, if it's resonating in you, then by faith, you reach out and lay hold of it too, and allow the Holy Spirit to train you on how much he's going to meter out to you what belongs to you, because there's already a recognition in your spirit, ah, that's for me as well. God's doing this a very similar thing in me as well. Okay, Mark, but I love the specifics, because right now the Lord is demonstrating that he can be very specific in his word to his loved ones.
And that's a good word, and we always have to remember it, that it bears witness. God's probably speaking the word to you as well. And so to the men out there, and in particular to those that I mentioned the name, God is calling you up to be the spiritual leader in your household. And God has put his hand upon you, and he has got you on his target. You are in the crosshairs of his sights. And God wants to raise up men of powerful strength and faith in Jesus' name. And he wants each of you men to rise into your rightful place and your inheritance and identity in God. And by the name of Jesus, you would walk in the mighty power and flow of the Holy Spirit. And when we do this, then it becomes God flowing through you. And it is then we become less. You men, you have been called into this position in Jesus' name. You have been called into the leadership role of your generation. You're not to have a clean garage, men. You're to have a clean heart before God in Jesus' name. And then as you lead in your home, God will give you promotion in his kingdom, and he will call you forward into a place of prominence, a place of fathering, a place of respect and honor. There is greatness upon you right now. God says you can be great. You are great. I see who you are. In the future, you look at yourself the way you are today. God says that's not who you are. I live between the now and the not yet. And the way you are becoming, I am greatly impressed with that.
Yeah.
So God says, lay aside the pressure and the performance to be something that the world wants you to be, and simply be a son of God in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, boy, that's
good. God says he would father the fatherless. Hmm. And God, right now, there are men everywhere that have holes where their fathers weren't able to. There's no perfect dad but you, God. And I ask right now that you would father those fatherless places and every man who's hearing this. God, that you would come with such intimacy and such power that these men would know that they know that you are their God and that you are fathering them in the deep places that they don't even know where to go, but you do, God. Take them.
Yeah, yeah. That's
yes,
really
God.
Good.
That's
good.
Yes, God.
Thank
you.
Yeah, the fathering, God knew that's a big deal. He's a father to the fatherless. And as this word went out, Mark, it was so strong. I'm just sitting here amazed and knowing that there are men that are touched right now. And I did have to kind of chuckle to myself. You mentioned about it's not a clean garage, a clean heart. Mm-hmm. And we get that. But I do need help with my garage at home.
Don't we all?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. This is good stuff. I'm just enjoying this very much. Honor. Let's talk about honor for a minute, okay? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Teresa, you had can we engage Teresa with the idea of the honor? Because I know that she had such a good word in our conversation a bit earlier. Honor, and especially what she's instilling in her two boys. You know, because of the atmosphere of the home being fathered well, here we've got a mom stepping up and speaking into her boys. And I do want to commend you for that, Mark. It's great. And in fact, you're fathering well, and your bride alongside of you, the two of you, are just really investing hard into two boys that have very different giftings, very strong, and yet so different.
It's all about, it's just about trying to raise two men. Is really at four, actually. I got two older sons that are already adults, but it's trying to raise men.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they may be in little bodies, but, you know, Teresa here is somebody that started praying over her children about their spouses when they were still toddlers. Right?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
So what was that word that about honor?
Well, we were exploring honor and how important it is. And I was just thinking while you guys were praying and talking how relational God is. I mean, Jesus actually died so we could have relationship and have access and have an exchange with him. He really cares about relationship, and he cares about fathers and mothers and all that he's doing in relationship. And the whole foundation, I believe, of the generational idea and the message of it is relationship. And he's wanting us to foster a new view of relationship with each other and to really see the value that we have in the young and in the old. And he wants us to know that every single person can be used. Every single person is valuable. And because of that truth, we can link arms. We can listen to older people and listen to younger people because he's there. He's there in each of us. And when we get a hold of who we are in God, even just a glimpse, we begin to live a restrained life. We begin to see, oh, this choice affects things. As fathers, as mothers, this affects my kids. As sons and daughters, this affects my future. And it's just vision, purpose, identity. I believe he's branding us with that in these times, and that we need to press in more for it.
That's good. I like it.
The honor through the generations.
How do you do it?
The honoring.
How do you do it if it's not the culture?
You know, when I was younger, my grandparents were getting older, and I thought, my husband and I, back in video cam days, grabbed a video, and we were wanting to hear their stories, keep them, because they were getting on in age.
That's good.
If they're not here to hear their stories, if they are, we should ask questions. We should draw them out. What happened? You know, they're going to be gone, and you're not going to hear what happened in the war. You know, boys want to hear what happens and ask the questions. And if we can record it so that we can show it to them later, there's so much value in what they have, their stories. And I think that's one way of keeping the generation's communication going. Because I know with our son, they relate while they're playing video games. You know, to bring them to talk to your grandparents. They're not going to always be here. What do you want to know before it's too late? And they won't be able to share that story.
And I mentioned this last week, but it's being deliberate and intentional, knowing this is the heart of God. He wants us to link arms. He wants us to look at the younger, look at the older, learn, glean. And if we're deliberate and intentional, I think that we'll get creative ideas. And I there's probably an anointing for it, actually, if that's what God wants us to do.
He'll tell you.
Deliberate and intentional.
Yes.
That's really, isn't that coming? That's coming with an agenda to God. Not. I don't mean we bring our agenda, but it's really getting one from Him, right? And then going after it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, as you mentioned about we took the camera.
Yeah.
I want to encourage us that around the dinner table is one of the best times to share a little nugget of past. You know, we had Weimaraners, dogs. They're short hair German dogs, tremendous family pets. But they're about 80 pounds and short hair and silvery gray, and they're just gorgeous. And we had two of them growing up, and my son loves to hear me tell the stories.
Over and over, he'll
ask for them about those two Weimaraners, like living in Spokane. We had an ice rink in the backyard, and I'd throw a stick. I remember the first time I threw a stick onto the ice, and somebody's going to not like me for this. But I was just a kid. I think I was 6 or 8 years old, and I wasn't thinking. And I threw it out on the ice, and our dog went out after it. And as our dog was slipping past the stick, he was snapping at the stick, almost getting it, but he was, you know,
sliding on
by, you know. And my son loves to hear that, and he says, "Dad, tell me again." When I go and lay down with him, when he was younger, you know, "Dad, tell me about that." You know, the ice
making and the ice rink with the water running all night.
Yes, in Spokane. Yeah. So little stories like this give you history in the days when Dad was a kid, and it gives young people depth about there's a whole lot more than just their own world. You know, what brought us to this place?
Okay, so we got about 90 seconds left. I'm going to give each one of you 30 seconds or so
to speak into.
To sum it up, anything you want to share, any parting words you want to take?
You know, I'm going to go back to the men. And fellas, I know that you're those of you who are listening, and there's a wooing on your heart to step up, to mentor, to give away, to invest. You know that God's invested in you. Now, sir, step out and ask the Lord to lead you to those that you can encourage, mentor, or whatever. Even if it's prison ministry, start with that. You know, a tremendous amount of men in there who was at being a young boy, didn't have a father. Now's the time to begin to impart them so that when so they can find their way out. Value this and destiny. Love and purpose. Those two categories impart.
And I just want to take this moment to declare over all of the listeners right now a branding of the Spirit in the area of identity, purpose, value, and vision in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that every single one listening is being touched by you right now, God, that it would rise up in them, Father, and that they would begin to glimpse and get an idea of God, of what you think of them, in Jesus' name.
And for every woman who's out there praying and has prayed for years over the generations under them, do not stop. Keep praying. Prayers make a difference, and you will never know till eternity the difference. All the time that you've put in and poured out to the generations under you. Love, love, love.
We trust you agree. When it comes to connecting the generations, we can all do more by honoring each other. We do hope you have enjoyed this series on generations. If you missed any part of the last four broadcasts or you want to hear any of them again, please be sure to go to our website, sawedoutglobal.com, and follow the links to radio. Don't forget to mark your calendars for our regional encounter meeting coming up on Saturday, October 18th at New Life Center in Everett. If you've never been to one of our meetings, you're in for a real treat. For more information, please go to our website at sawedoutglobal.com. Remember, Sought Out Global is active on social media. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter for updates on happenings with the ministry or our meetings as they happen. To find out, just go to either Facebook or Twitter and search for Sought Out Global. We also want to take this opportunity to ask you to write us. It's so encouraging for us to connect with our listeners anytime we can, and this time we really want to hear from you. If any part of these broadcasts have touched your life, won't you please consider writing us today? To write us, our address is P.O. Box 1733, Mukilteo, Washington, 98275. If you prefer email, our address is radio@sawedoutglobal.com. That's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Please join us again next week, right here on Sought Out Global Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at sawedoutglobal.com.